so faithful. Amen. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Praise the Lord. Why don't you stand this morning on this Palm Sunday and turn in your Bibles today to Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 17. I want to talk to you about the power of praise today. There's such power in praise. Amen. There's power in worship today. And being Palm Sunday, I just wanted to kind of briefly go through this part a little bit and just talk about praise, because it's vitally important we understand praise is probably the highest form of faith. Praise is, that's a good Twitter there, you know, I like that one. Praise is probably the highest form of faith. So when we understand this power of praise and what God has for us out of worship, it makes all the difference in the world. All right, let's look at Matthew here. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, when Jesus sent two disciples, I stood on that mount. I've stood on the Mount of Olives, guys, and boy, I'd love to take you all to Israel. How many would love to go to Israel? Anybody want to go to Israel? If I plan a trip to Israel, how many would go? All of you? Would all of you go, just about? All right, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to look about planning a trip to Israel. I want to take you to Israel, so... And we'll just, it's awesome. But on that place where you stand over the Mount of Olives, Olivet, on the Mount of Olivet, and you overlook the old city and you see a gate there at the old city, it's the Eastern Gate. So, and it's really interesting because, you know, Muslims say they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah or the you know, they just don't believe that. But yet they've placed a cemetery in front of the Eastern Gate. And the reason they did that is because they know no holy man will walk across the cemetery. But Jesus is supposed to come back through where? The Eastern Gate. The Eastern Gate is the gate of hope. It faces the sun, the S-O-N and the sun, but it's the neatest place. So hold up your Bibles. We're going to go ahead and say our confession this morning, then we're going to get into the Word. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am, and I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's Word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five and say it's about praise. Amen. You can be seated. So I just didn't want to go through this whole discourse and have you standing, and I can do a little teaching as we go through this a little bit. As he drew near Jerusalem, came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming. The king is coming, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. It's always good to obey Jesus, isn't it? Always good. So as they went, look what happened. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches. That's where we get Palm Sunday from, because they cut down branches. And palm was always a symbol of worship in the Bible. In fact, the temple, as you would enter the temple, and Solomon's temple, all of the court was engraved with palm trees, because it was a sign of worship. It was also a sign of refreshing in the desert. Palms are very resilient. You know, we lived in Florida, and a hurricane would come by, and those palms were very flexible. Palms, they would find fruit on them. So you and I are like those palms. We should be very flexible, and God should find fruit on us. Amen. Palms offered a shade under the sun. We should be a refreshing to people. Glory to God. Because of Christ in us, we are a refreshing to those around us. Amen. And they're engraved all around, remembering God's goodness. It was a sign of God's goodness, God's stamina. Amen. God's full of fruit and goodness and provision. It is so awesome. Praise God. So they cut down the palms and they spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before those followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So they're all praising him. They're all doing it in one accord. And when he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Then Jesus went into the temple of God, drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves, because they were exchanging in the temple in God's place. That was in God's house. We are now God's house. You are, the Bible says, are the temple of God. But at that time, they were exchanging money there in the house, and Jesus drove them all out. And listen to what he said. He said, and to them it's written, my house should be called a house of prayer, but you made it a den of thieves. Then the blind and the lame came to him and the temple, and he did what? And he healed them. So that place, that temple became the place of power, or became the place of prayer, and that became the place of power. And what's really cool, look at the next verse. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things he had did and the children crying out in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Religious people get all upset. They got indignant because of the healings that were taking place. All these things that were going on. And God was so awesome, and all the praise was going forth towards the king. And God desires us to praise him. He wants you and I to be filled with his praise. Amen. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath do what? Praise the Lord. So we're supposed to be praising him. God desires you and I to be filled with his praise. Amen. Praise opens up the door for us to receive everything God has already provided for us. Amen. Now, it's so interesting. I want to give you a scripture. Look over at 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Let's put this up out of the Amplified if we can. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Most of you are familiar with this scripture. And look what he says. Be happy in your faith. Be what? Be sad? Be confused? Be what? Happy. Don't worry, man. Be happy. Da-da-da. All right. Be happy. Where? In your faith. Be happy. Faith overcomes. Holly was addressing that this morning. A lot of times we are so moved in our emotions, and our emotions so affect us living in this body, that faith is not operating to the full capacity that it should, because we're double-minded. Amen. God wants you to be solid in your faith, in your spirit, not moved in your emotions. Our emotions, we deal with them all the time, guys. You can feel this way. You can be mad. You can be sad. You can be up. You can be down. God wants you so solid in your emotions, so solid in the spirit. Amen. So solid in your faith. It's faith that overcomes the enemy. Amen. It is a great weapon. It is our weapon against Satan. It is the weapon against the enemy. It's our faith. Even our faith. We overcome this world. How? By our faith, by our walk in faith, and rejoice and what? Be sad. No, rejoice and be what? How are we supposed to do this? Once a week, just on Sundays, just for a few minutes, just when things are going my way, just when I've got money in the bank account, just when my health is perfect. Just when I'm feeling strong, just when my kids aren't fussing, just when the dog's acting right, just when the cat's not... Good. Now what? Not there. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. You cat lovers, I pray for you all the time. Amen. I just ask God. You are full of grace. That's all I've got to say. If you're a cat lover today, you are a grace person. Just, wow. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually, always. This is so cool, because I was asking God, how do we do that? Do you realize most people worship God out of their emotions? That's how we worship. Most of us do a lot of things out of our emotions. We worship God out of our emotions. Now, God gave us emotions. I'm thankful for them, you know? But I don't always feel and I don't walk by my feelings. You know, some days you get up and you don't feel like going to work. How many has ever done that? Come on. Anybody? Just pastor. You know, I don't feel like driving 5 hours today and then working 12 hours tomorrow and then 10 hours the next day and then get up and work another 10 hours and drive 5 hours home. I don't feel like doing that. But I don't go by my feelings. I go by faith. I walk by faith, not by my emotions. We are emotional people, but you know what? You are never to worship God out of your emotions. What? I see a lot of people over the years have worshiped God out of their emotions. We are not to worship God out of our emotions. You know where you are to worship God at? You are to worship God out of your spirit. The inward man, the spirit man, who is never moved by the emotions. Because emotions will get you in trouble. Because you start relying on your feelings. Some days you'll wake up and you'll feel that God doesn't love you and he's 1,000 miles away. But I know what his word says, and by his word it reframes my emotions to come back to center. And his word says, Jesus loves me, this I know. In fact, he loves me more than you. That's the way I picture it. Amen. He really doesn't, but that's the way I'm kind of like John. You know, John said, I'm the disciple that Jesus loved. He loved everybody else, but John knew it. And so the word brings me back to center because we worship out of spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 4 when he was dealing with the woman at the well, he said, the time is coming and now is when those that seek God shall worship him out of spirit and truth. Well, what is truth? Truth is his word, so we worship him out of our spirit. You're a trichotomy person. You're made of spirit, soul, and body. Your soul is your mind, will, and the emotions I'm talking about, but your spirit is that born-again part that is always there, always steady, always filled with God's love, always filled with faith. Always has all the goodness of God in it. Hello. Always filled with God's grace. When you feel like slapping somebody, you don't, because you're a spirit person. Right? Right? Amen. When they cut you off and you're driving down the road, you give them the sign of the cross and still the other sign. Right? Right? Why? Because you're a spirit. You're not let out of your emotions. You think, well, they didn't see me. Well, they're in a hurry. How many of you have ever been in a hurry? Come on, hello? So you're led out of your spirit and not out of your emotions. And it's the same with worship. We're led out of our spirit and not out of our emotions. I've been in those emotional services. Hello? Everybody said, wow, wasn't that a great service? It was so awesome. God really moved. People don't realize God already moved. Hello? God really moved. Well, what did the pastor talk about? I don't know, but it was a great service. I have no idea what he taught that day, but oh, I felt God. I'm pumped up now. I have a friend of mine. I talked to him the other day. He was so high. He was so high. And I talked to him the next day, and he was so low. And I'm thinking, and then I talked to him again. He said, oh, I got along with God, and I prayed for hours, and I'm feeling great again. And I'm so high. And I thought, next time I talk to you, you're going to be so low. And he was. I talked to him, oh man, he has been up and down for the last 2 weeks. And I said, buddy, get yourself together. You're living out of your emotions. You're not living out of the spirit, you're living out of the emotion. Amen. And boy, you know, it's like youth camp. We'd go to youth camp, we'd all get pumped up, we'd get saved for 3 days, and we'd go back home and we forget about God. Then we'd go back next year and the same ones would get saved again. Didn't realize I was already saved. Anybody ever been there and done that besides me? Come on. Anybody? Man, I look forward to youth camp because I get saved and all my friends could too. Didn't realize I already saved. My born-again spirit's been perfected in Christ when he came into my life. And the Bible says we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. But I was living on emotions. Emotions will mess you up because some of you single ladies or single guys, you'll see that girl go, whoa! You know, get involved with them and all this kind of stuff because of your emotions. You have all these feelings, all this stuff. Amen. And they don't love God. Hello. Oh, you've gone to meddling now, pastor, instead of preaching, but that's all right. Y'all still love me, right? So it's so important, so important. Listen, what does he say? He says, be happy in your faith. That's where we're happy at. That's where our rejoicing is. And be glad-hearted continually always. How can you do that? Not out of your emotions. You'll never be able to do that out of your emotions. But Paul says you can do that out of the Spirit. The Spirit is always happy. I was so proud of my wife today, man. She came in and she said, honey, she said, you know, I just been looking at things wrong. And I you know, and she was just declaring, you know, how good God is and how faithful God is and how wonderful God is. And I've been trying to encourage her the last couple of days. But, you know, we all go through stuff. We all go through stuff. Even pastors, wives, pastors, all of us go through stuff. You know, people talk about pastors. They have pastor for lunch, pastor for dinner. Been there, not y'all, hopefully, no, amen. But, you know, I love y'all. But it's true, they'll say this to somebody and that. You know, there's unity and there's unholy unity. They both attract, you know? So, but, hey, I figure, you know what, I work, I do what I do, and I take care of my family, and I work for this church, I do that as well, and I'm a blessed man to do it. Amen. And I love y'all. Praise God. You know, I'm willing to lay down my life for you. I do, and I'm glad to. Amen. Because you're a blessed people, and I love you. I just see you growing in grace and growing in God's love. Amen. I see you as good and filled with God's goodness. Amen. I don't want to see you after the flesh. I want to see you after the Spirit. Amen. You're precious. Turn to somebody and say, Pastor says you're precious, and I believe him. Amen. And you are. Praise God. So we can be thankful regardless of the circumstance. We can give praise. The Bible says, in everything, let's give thanks, let's give praise. Let everything that hath breath do what? Praise the Lord. So turn to someone and say, are you breathing today? We should praise. Amen. God is habits, inhabits the praises of his people. Where's God's address? God's address is in his praises. That's where he inhabits. He inhabits in the praises of his people. So when you start feeling that blue come your way, reverse it by giving God thanks and praise. Amen. Just open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and grace in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, that mercy triumphs over the law. If you're feeling condemned, begin to give God praise. Say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Good teaching. Look at Malachi 2, 1 and 2. Malachi 2, 1 and 2. Amen. Good verse. Malachi 2, 1 and 2. Out of the Old Testament. Let's look at this. Right before the New Covenant there. Malachi 2. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. What is it? If you will not hear and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not what? Take it to heart. By what? By praising him. Now, this is Old Covenant, folks, so don't get nervous. All right? God loves you in spite of yourself. But I wanted to show you this. Amen. I wanted you to see how important God sees praise to be. God said, hey, if you don't take it to heart, you're cursed in the Old Covenant. In the New Covenant, we are blessed. Jesus took the curse, aren't you glad, of the Old Covenant that we might be blessed. How cool is that? But praise is vitally important. God said, I curse those who don't glorify me. Man, he was talking to who? Who was he talking to there? The religious folks, right? So, man, awesome. This was under the law of Moses, but under grace, praise is still important. It is important that we give praise to God and thanksgiving to the Lord and honor him. Amen. So, go over to John chapter 6, verse 11. John chapter 6, verse 11. This is such a cool thing. I love this. John chapter 6, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, when he had praised, he distributed them to the disciples. Back up a little bit. Let's go to verse 10 if we can get the whole thing here a second, guys. Back up a little bit more. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Go right there. There's the lad with the lunch, with the five loaves and the five barley and the two. Five loaves and two small fishes. Then Jesus said, make the people what? Sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in the number of about 5,000. Everybody say 5,000. That's a lot, right? That was just the men. Evidently, the men probably had the ladies. The ladies were there, and evidently they had children. So there could have been 15,000 plus people. And he had five loaves and two little fishes that he borrowed from a little lad. That was his lunch. And he said for them to sit down. And then what did he do? And then he gave thanks. He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they what? As much as they wanted. Wow. God always gives you as much as you want. To the full, to it overflows. Look, amen. Go on, next verse. So when they were filled, God is always filling. He said to his disciple, gather up the fragments that nothing should remain and nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the five barley loaves which were left over. God is always the God of more than enough. Always the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Always the God of more than enough. Wow. Jesus turned not enough situation into more than enough situation by praise. So when you're facing something, instead of getting discouraged, instead of looking at it in the natural, instead of quitting, instead of giving up, turn it around and start thanking Jesus. That God, you are God of more than enough. You've got enough strength for me because you said I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me. God, you've got enough money for me because you said it's your desire that I prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers. Lord, you said you're more than enough that you would supply all of my need, not just some, but all of my need according to your what? Riches that are in where? Christ Jesus. Lord, I'm in you and it's more than enough. You just start even, you know, I know you don't feel, but you'll feel better when you start praising him and thanking him that he's God of more than enough. That, Lord, you are able to supply. You're feeling a pain in your body. God, you are more than enough. You are my healer, supplied it already. I thank you that by your stripes I was healed. Therefore, if I was, I am. You are more than enough. You're more than enough in my relationships. You're more than enough in my family. You're more than enough. You are the God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Jesus created more than enough by just lifting up and giving thanks. Wow. And you know what? You don't have to, you know, we prayer and praise are kind of the same. You don't have to spend hours praising, and you don't have to spend hours praying when you know what you already have. Amen? Prayer should be simple communication with God according to his word. Praise is the same thing. Thank you, Jesus, for that. I give you praise in your name. In fact, every time you pray, you should turn around and give thanks in prayer for what you just prayed for. Because, what did I say? Faith and prayer and praise are the highest elements. When you praise, you're unleashing that faith. Y'all hear this morning? Amen. So he fed them all. He turned not enough into more than enough just by giving thanks. Praise can raise the dead. You got a dead situation in your life, you got something that's dead, praise will raise the dead. Look at John 11, 41, 42. I touched on this a little bit last week, I think. This is Lazarus. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus. They called for Jesus to come. They said, Lord, he already stinks. He's been in the ground. He's been in dead. And they've had a stone put over him. Then Jesus got there and said, take away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. You know, when you take away the law, people raise up, don't they? Just wanted to give you that thought. Just that grace nugget there. When the law was made on stone tablets, you take away the law, amen, and grace raises up. People become alive when they're not under the law. Turn to somebody and say, are you living? People become alive when the stone is rolled away. Man, you wake up. You were dead. You were dead in religion. But when Jesus came and the stone was rolled away and all that religious stuff was moved out of your life and you saw Jesus for who he is, the all in all, God's favored, blessed son, living in your life, in a relationship, not in a drudge of religion, trying to do, trying to get, knowing that he's already provided everything, it's already done in Jesus Christ, and now that you're the reciprocal of that and you just receive it by faith and give God praise, amen, that it's already finished, amen, that you're no longer walking under condemnation when you blow it or mess up, that God still loves you, that he's not mad at you any longer. How cool of a God is that? He is a good God. He's a good, good God. He's real good. Amen. Man, we used to sing that song. I always thought of a choo-choo train because they had a little verse on that said, good, 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 good. But he's a good God. He's a good, good Father. Amen. So in love with you. Doesn't see you because of your mistakes or your stupidity, but he sees you because of Jesus. Amen. When they brought the lamb for sacrifice, the priest didn't examine the sacrificer. He examined the lamb. And he seeing if the lamb was perfect. Now I want to tell you, Jesus is perfect because you're not. And he took your place on the cross. Amen. He took all the vengeance and punishment of God on himself. If you shouldn't give praise for anything else, you should give praise for Jesus. He is that good. Hallelujah. So take away the stone from the dead man lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. What did he say? Father, I give you thanks. I praise you, Lord. He didn't go into some hour-long discourse. And here is a dead man. He's facing it. Most of us would have, you know, we've never even, no, no way. But there's a dead man. He was a friend. He said, Father, I thank you that you're what? Faith, man. Praise, faith. Thank you, Lord, you hear me. I love this. Look at the next verse. And I know that you sometimes, faith, that man, praise and faith go hand in hand. Father, I thank you that you always hear me. Always, 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 always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Going down to the next verse. And he who had... Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. When you come out of those dead situations, you've got stuff that you got to unravel. Hello? You got to get the grave clothes off. Praise God. You got to let it go. Turn to somebody and say, let it go. It's really interesting. The Bible says that we are to throw all of our care on the Lord because he cares for us. What's distracting you today? What are you facing that is distracting you today from letting it go? I want to challenge you this morning. You need to let it go. Let it go. Turn to somebody and say, get over it. You've been hanging on to it long enough. Let it go. It might be a person. Let it go. It might be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever spoke to you. It may have been your wife before you got here this morning. You had an argument. Let it go. Don't let her go, but let it go. You married her. Hello. Don't let her go. Let it go. But so many things, we find so many things hinder us in our faith because we're so focused in the now. But I want to tell you something. God is the God of now as well. He's the God of now. He said, I am that I am. He is present right now. He is the God of now. Faith operates not in yesterday, not in tomorrow, but in the now. The Bible says now faith is. Faith is not a yesterday thing. Faith is a now thing. You need to let it go. You need to let it go because many of those things in our emotion, it hinders us. That's why he says, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul. If your soul isn't prospering, you're not prospering. If your emotions are continually messed up, you're not prospering. God has healing for your emotions. God has healing for those things that you've been through. It's already been a price paid. You are to be whole in your emotions. Don't be putting everybody in a box. Amen? Well, they're that way. They're that way. That one hurt me before. That's the way they're going to be. This is the way. No, that is a lie from the enemy. You love people. Hello? Well, that's good teaching. Man, just love people. Don't categorize people because of some thing you had in your religious mindset. Get out of that mindset. It'll kill you. It'll kill you and it'll kill others. It'll kill you and it'll kill others. Get out of that. Man, amen. Get into Jesus. Stand this morning. Praise the Lord. Wow. Good stuff, man. Religion kills more people than anything I know. I believe the causes of many stuff in this world is just religion. Just that religious mindset. Get out of that. Get over in Jesus. Let him love on you. Let him just receive. You've got something blocking a situation in your life. You need to let that thing go. The Bible says, cast all your cares on the Lord because he what? Cares for you. If you can't cast, you don't believe he cares.
That's good.
If you can't cast it, you don't believe he cares. I'm telling you, he cares. There's another translation, and I love it. It says, throw all your distractions on him. Throw all your distractions on him. What's distracting you today? Finances distracting you? Health distracting you? What is it? A person's distracting you? Relationship? What's distracting? What's causing that praise not to flow out? Amen? Out of the spirit, not out of your flesh, but out of the spirit. What's distracting? God loves you today. Amen. Hold up your hands. Let's give him some praise. You got Palm Sunday, so let's praise him. Father, hallelujah. You are all. We love you, Jesus, because you first loved us. Lord, we don't want to be filled with distractions of this world and life. God, we want to just worship you out of spirit today, not out of our emotions or out of our flesh. God, those are good for a little bit, but God, the spirit is eternal. Lord, we worship you out of our spirit today. Hallelujah. By faith, we declare we are the righteousness of God today. By faith, we declare we're prospering in every area of our life. By faith, we declare we are the healed of the Lord. We thank you for it already. By your stripes, we are healed, not only in our physical spirit, but our body, our emotions, amen, are healed. Our mind is sound. We have a sound mind today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Not distracted, but our distractions, we give them to you today. We throw them on you, Lord. We do that because you care for us, Lord, and you provided for us already. We throw those distractions on you today, and we call ourselves blessed, favored, anointed by you. Thank you, Lord. Loved by you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say it out of your mouth this morning. I'm blessed, favored, anointed, full of purpose, full of life today. In Jesus' name, I give you the praise, the glory, in the name of Christ. If you're here this morning and you don't know him, just receive him into your life today by faith. Say with Pastor this morning, thank you, Jesus, that you died for me, that you rose again, and that I'm forgiven. I don't walk under condemnation, but I walk in the Spirit. I walk in life today. I declare I'm a brand new creation. All things have passed away. All things are new. In Jesus' name, I am born again. My spirit is alive today. One with you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Woo! Give God some praise. Hallelujah. All right, I want you to find five people this morning before you leave this place. I want you to think of one thing that you are blessed by or with and share it with them. All right? Find five. Think of one thing you're blessed by. Share it with them. Amen.